So in this first service, we're going to continue our study of 2 Kings chapter
25. So
this is the last chapter in 2 Kings.
那就是列王记下的最后一个章卷。
So it means we'll also today be concluding our more than 1 year study of the kings of Judah and Israel.
那就表示说我们已经要结束了，这样子，这一年我们都在读这个犹大这个列王的这些记事。
So being the final chapter, this chapter covers the life of the final king of Judah.
那最后一章呢，记载了犹大王朝最后一个国王。
So the events includes the events leading up to the people of Judah being taken captive.
那也讲到了最后这个犹大国民呢也会被掳。
So let's start by reading 2 Kings chapter 24.
那我们首先请看到这个列王记下的24章。
2 Kings chapter 24, verse 17 to verse 20.
24章的17到20节。
2 Kings chapter 24, verse 17 to verse 20.
列王记下24章17节到20节。
Verse 17. Then the king of Babylon made Mataniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. 18. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. 19. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. 20. For because of the anger of the Lord, this happened in Jerusalem and Judah, and he finally cast them out from his presence. Then Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.
17节，巴比伦王利约雅敬的叔叔马探雅代替他做王，给马探雅改名叫西底家。西底家登基的时候年21岁，在耶路撒冷做王11年。他母亲名叫哈姆他，是利拿人耶利米的女儿。西底家行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，是照约雅敬一切所行的。因此耶和华的怒气在耶路撒冷和犹大发作，以致将人民从自己面前赶出。
So as we studied last week, at this point, Judah is already under the control of Babylon.
那上次我们就已经知道，当时的这个犹大国就已经在这个巴比伦的这个掌握之中。So
it is a vassal state.
就是他们的附庸国。So
hence why we see in verse 17 that it is actually the king of Babylon who chooses this Mataniah to be the new king.
所以在17节可以看到是巴比伦王来立这个约雅敬的叔叔马探雅做王。And
it was the king of Babylon who gave the king his new name, King Zedekiah.
那巴比伦王给这个马探雅一个新的名字叫做西底家。So
in verse 20, we see two key pieces of information that will go on to influence chapter 25.
那在20节的地方呢，会看到两点来影响到我们等一下所看到的25章。
So firstly, that God had finally cast out Judah from his presence.
那第一点就是说，神已经在神把这个犹大赶出，在他从他自己面前赶出。So
their chances to repent and turn back to God had finally just run out.
那就是说在有没有这个机会在神面前再悔改的这个时候呢，已经是没有了。
So the second is that at some point of Zedekiah's reign, he had decided to rebel against the king of Babylon.
那再来是讲到就是西底家呢，他后来来背叛这个巴比伦王。And
it is this act of rebellion which starts the fall of Judah.
那这个背叛的开始呢，就是犹大王朝的这个毁灭的开始。So
let's turn to chapter 25.
那我们看到25章。Let's
read verse 1 to verse 3.
我们读1到3节。
Verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it. And they built a siege wall against it all around. 2. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. 3. By the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine had become so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land.
第一节，他做王第9年10月初10日，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒率领全军来攻击耶路撒冷，对城安营，视为主垒攻城。于是城被围困，直到西底家王11年4月初9日，城里有大饥荒，甚至百姓都没有粮食。So
chapter 25 immediately begins with the consequences of Zedekiah's rebellion.
那25章的这个开始呢，就讲到西底家他来背叛巴比伦王的这个结果。
So King Nebuchadnezzar leads a large Babylonian army against Judah.
那当然巴比伦王派了许多的这个巴比伦的兵呢来围困这个耶路撒冷城。
And the Babylonians come and lay siege to Jerusalem, which lasted around 1.5 to 2 years.
那这些加巴比伦王这些军兵呢来围困耶路撒冷城大约有1年半到2年的时间。
So in modern times, we no longer see sieges in war.
那像现在这个时候呢，我们比较少看到有这个围城的这个一个作战的一个方法。
Because technology is such that that it's a siege is no longer needed.
那因为现在的科技进步，那围城的这样的一个做法呢，已经不太适合了。
But in the past, they were used to weaken a defending army.
那但是过去呢，他们常常用这个围城的这个方式。
Because within a city's walls, a defending army should be very well protected and have the upper hand.
那因为在这个城的里面呢，所有的这个兵呢，他们是已经预备好要来保护这个城跟攻击这个敌人。
But over time, the defending army will become weaker.
但是过了一段时间呢，这些保护城的军兵他们也会来削弱。
And eventually, they may be forced out of their defenses.
那最后他们必须就他们就也没最后呢他们就也没有办法来继续的保护他们的城。
I'm seeing verse 3 that the problems that were caused by the length of the siege.
那第三节就可以看到这个围城之后他们所遇到最后的这个状况。
That there was a severe shortage of food.
就是有第三节有说到这个城里有大饥荒。
But the situation was to get even worse for Judah.
那当然对犹大王来说呢，这个情况是越来越不好的。
Let's continue to read verse 4 and verse 5.
那我们继续看第四节、第五节。
Verse 4. Then the city wall was broken through, and all the men of war fled at night by way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden, even though the Chaldeans were still encamped all around against the city. And the king went by the way of the plain. 5. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered from him.
第四节，城被攻破，一切兵丁就在夜间从靠近王园两城中间的门逃跑。加勒底人正在四围攻城，王就向亚拉巴逃走。加勒底的军队追赶王，在耶利哥的平原追上他，他的全军都离开他四散了。
So we see in verse 4 that Babylon was finally successful in breaching the walls of Jerusalem.
那第四节可以看到呢，这个巴比伦他们终于成功的来攻破了这个耶路撒冷城
，opening a way in which to attack the city.
然后能够来攻击这个城。
And this Babylonian army was at that time was very mighty.
那当时这些巴比伦的这个军，他们是非常的强悍的。
They were most likely the most powerful nation in the world at that time.
那在当时的这个世界来说，他们是最强壮的一支军队。
So at this point, with the army of Judah being greatly weakened, they no longer had a will to fight.
那当然，当时的犹大的这些军兵已经没有什么力量，已经被削弱，所以他们也没有力量来回攻他们。
So they tried to escape the city and the Babylonian army.
所以他们就弃城而逃跑。
We see that King Zedekiah is captured.
那也看到这个西底家王呢，他也被抓了。
So let's continue to read 6 and verse 7.
那继续读6和7节。
Verse 6.So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Ribia, and they pronounced judgment on him. 7. Then they killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, put out the eyes of Zedekiah, bound him with bronze fetters, and took him to Babylon.
第六节，加勒底人就拿住王，带他到利比拉巴比伦王那里审判他，在西底家眼前杀了他的众子，并且刮了西底家的眼睛，用铜链锁着他，带到巴比伦去。
So Nebuchadnezzar's punishment for King Zedekiah was severe.
那巴比伦王对西底家王的这个惩罚是非常的严重的。
The last thing that King Zedekiah saw was the death of his own sons.
那西底家王他最后眼睛看见的事情是他的众子被杀。
Before his eyes were put out and he was imprisoned.
那之后他的眼睛是被刮出来，然后被放在这个监牢里。
The end of the book of Jeremiah tells us that King Zedekiah spent the rest of his life in prison.
那在耶利米书那边有记载说，西底家王最后的这个生命呢，都是在这个监狱里面而过的。
Okay, let's also read verse 8 and verse 10.
我们看八到十节。
Verse 8. And in the fifth month, on the seventh day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. 9. He burned the house of the Lord and the king's house, all the houses of Jerusalem, that is, all the houses of the great, he burned with fire. 10. And all the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls of Jerusalem all around.
第八节，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒19年五月初七日，巴比伦王的臣仆护卫长尼布撒拉旦来到耶路撒冷，用火焚烧耶和华的殿和王宫，又焚烧耶路撒冷的房屋，就是各大户家的房屋。从护卫长加勒底的全军就拆毁耶路撒冷四围的城墙。
So after punishing the king, one of the captains of the Babylonian army came to Jerusalem to complete its fall.
那在惩罚了这个西底教王之后呢，有一个巴比伦的这个护卫长来到耶路撒冷进行最后的这个毁灭。
So the temple is destroyed by fire.
所以比如说圣殿呢被火来焚烧。
And this was the first of two historically recorded destructions of the temple.
所以这个是在历史上记载的我们圣殿的第一次它被毁灭的这个时候。
Because it would be later destroyed again in about AD 70 by the Romans.
那之后他还会再被这个在罗马帝国的时候圣殿还有再一次的被毁灭。
But this first destruction was of the once glorious temple that had originally been built by Solomon.
那这个第一次被毁灭这个圣殿呢，就是当时这个所罗门王所建这个荣耀的圣殿。
So this completed a warning that had already been told to, that had already been given to the Israelites at the time of Solomon.
那当时呢这样的讯息说圣殿会被毁灭呢，是已经当时神已经也都指示了他的百姓。
That the destruction of the temple will symbolize the Israelites' departure from God and of God's punishment.
就是说，那圣殿的毁灭的原因是因为以色列百姓他们来离开了神所受到的这个惩罚。
And the once mighty walls of Jerusalem were broken and torn down.
那这个很坚固的耶路撒冷的城墙呢，也被毁坏，然后来被拆掉。
So together, these things show how God was no longer with His people.
所以这以上呢都可以看出神已不再与他的子民同在了。
So verse 13 to 15 also continues to describe how the Babylonians took away all the valuable items from within the temple.
那13到15节呢也继续记载到巴比伦他们是怎么样抢夺这些圣殿里面的东西。
Including all the items made of gold, silver and bronze that were dedicated to the temple.
那不管是这些铜做的啦、银做的这些器皿呢，是在服侍神殿的这些器皿都被掳走了。
Of course, likely that the ark was also the ark of the covenant was taken away and never to be found again.
那当然，这个约柜当时也被被掳走，然后也不知道到哪里去了。
So this was to conclude the fall of Judah.
所以这就是犹大王朝的这个毁灭。
So.This is a deeply significant and tragic event in Israel's history. Yeah.
所以在这个以色列这个历史当中呢，是非常一个悲惨的这个结局。
But it is condensed down here into just half a chapter.
那这些记载这个事情就已经花了这个半个章节在讨论这件事。
So for the remainder of time, we're going to look into the prophetic books, particularly Jeremiah, for deeper understanding of what was happening during this period.
那接下来我们要从这个先知书呢来看到当时这些有到最后灭亡的时候所讲到的一些事情。
Okay, so firstly, we're going to look at it from God's perspective.
那首先我会从神的角度来看。
Okay, so let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 11.
那先看到耶利米书的十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 7 to verse 8.
那耶利米书十一章十七节到十八节。
Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 7 to verse 8.
耶利米书十一章第七节到第八节。
Okay, verse 7. For I earnestly exhorted your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone followed the dictates of his evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done.
第七节，因为我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来的那日，直到今日，都是从早起来，切切告诫他们说，你们当听从我的话，他们却不听从，不侧耳而听，竟随从自己顽梗的恶心去行。所以我使这约中一切咒诅的话临到他们身上，这约是我吩咐他们行的，他们却不去行。
So through our studies of the books of the Kings, we know that through much of that time, the people were exceedingly sinful and idolatrous.
那从我们所了解的这些列王当中呢，当时大部分的王呢都是非常过的这个罪恶的这个生活。
So this is just one example of many verses of God telling the people their sins and of the need to repent.
那这只是其中的一项，就是神要警告他的百姓，然后要百姓悔改，要听从神的话。
But as it says here, rather than following God, they repeatedly chose to follow their own hearts.
但是这边就记载到说，他们不听从神的话，反而只听从自己心所想的去行。
And as in verse 7, God repeatedly sent messengers to warn the people.
第七节讲到说，他说他他从埃及地领出的那日到今日呢，都是切切的告诫他们。
To try to make them turn back.
就是要以色列百姓能够来回归。
To remember and keep the covenant that the Israelites had originally made and agreed to with God.
那想要让以色列百姓来记得当时神与他们所立的约。
We can't say that they had no chances.
那我们不能说他们当时是没有机会的。
They had hundreds of years of chances.
他们甚至有这个几百年百年的这样子的一个机会。
But bringing the destruction of Judah brought no pleasure to God.
那让这个犹大王来犹大来毁灭呢，也对神也没有神也不是对这件事情也没有很开心。
Of course, God is greatly angered by the people of Judah.
那当然，神对这些以色列百姓呢是非常的生气的。
But God's punishment of His people cannot be so simply described as being done out of anger.
那当然，神来毁灭他自己的这个百姓，不只是因为他的生气而已。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
我们看到第十章。
And let's look at verse 18 to verse 20.
我们看到十八到二十节。
Okay, verse 18. For thus says the Lord.Behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land and will distress them, that they may find it so. 19. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is severe, but I say, truly this is an infirmity, and I must bear it. 20. My tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains.
18节，因为耶和华如此说，这时候我必将此地的居民好像用机弦甩出去，又必加害在他们身上，使他们绝悟。19，民说祸灾，我受损伤，我的伤痕极其重大，我却说这真是我的痛苦，必须忍受。我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，无人再知道我的帐篷，挂起我的幔子。
So like in verse 20 where Godrefers to the people as his children. I think this is best understood from the viewpoint of a parent.
那二十节讲到说，神把他的百姓看成他自己的儿女，就有点像是身为父母，当我们在看自己的孩子的时候。
So when our children misbehave, especially when they're young, most of the time we will try to find, let's say, some punishment or some way to let them know they are wrong and to try to teach them.
那比如说当孩子小的时候呢，当他们犯错，那身为父母的我们就会找一些方法来比如说来惩罚他们，或者是来警告他们，让他们知道他们所做的是错的。
And indeed God did this many times during the history of the Israelites.
那当然神用这样的一个方式来警戒当时的以色列百姓是已经好多次也好多年的时候。
For example, he may send their enemies, send plagues.
那比如说神会派这个敌人来攻打他们，或者是降这个瘟疫在他们当中。
But this time it's not like any, you say, normal punishment.
那这一次的毁灭呢，不是像我们平常所说，就是那一些的这些警告而已。
This is the extreme option.
是一个已经最后的一个决定的这个一个状态。
This is when your son and daughter has not listened, does not listen and has not listened for a long time.
那比如说你的孩子已经警告过很多次，但是都一直没有听话的话。
They've grown up into someone who is wicked.
那甚至他们长大之后变成一个不好的人。
And that there is no longer any option left on how to help your child to change.
那甚至已经没有任何的方法可以帮助你的孩子来改变。
So then what is the option left?
那我们最后所做的所选的这个办法会是什么呢？
So you canas God did to cut them off.
那比如说就是与他们断了联系。
To choose to no longer support them.
或者是说不再继续的来支持他们。
So as to let your child to fully face the consequences of their actions.
那让你的小孩子自己来承担他们所做的错误。
So this is basically the choice that God had to face and the choice that God made.
那这就是当时呢，我们的神他所要来面对所做的这个决定。
But like any parent faced with that choice, it is a choice.That is made with a heart of great sorrow.
那当然，做这个决定的时候，每个父母呢，他们的心情都是非常的这个很大的这个悲伤。
And this is what we see in verse 19.
在十九节，我们可以看到。
Because to read again, woe is me for my hurt, my wound is severe, but I say truly, this is an infirmity, and I must bear it.
那十九节说明说，祸哉，我受损伤，我的伤痕极其重大。我却说这真是我的痛苦必须忍受。
So God is also bearing the pain of seeing all the calamity that will befall his people.
那神他必须忍受他现在眼前所见来毁灭犹大国的这些事情。
In the hope that this extreme measure will finally bring about change.
那这样的一个状态呢到最后呢都会有一个这个一个转换的这个时候。
So now to look into the causes of the rebellion.
那我们现在来看到讲到这个背叛悖逆的这个事情。
So as we looked at in the beginning, at this point Judah is already a vassal state of Babylon.
那当时呢，这个犹大王犹大呢，已经是这个巴比伦的这个附庸国。
So of course you could say the situation is already bad, but yet Judah had not fallen.
那虽然这个状况已经是很糟的，但是至少这个犹大国并没有毁灭。
So even in this situation, the king and his people were still given an opportunity to repent and change.
那当时的状态呢，王呢，或者是甚至百姓，都还是有机会向神来悔改。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 22.
那我们翻到耶利米书的二十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 2 to verse 4.
那二十二章的二到四节。
It's Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 2 to verse 4.
耶利米书二十二章二到四节
Verse 2 And say, Hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, you who sit on the throne of David, you and your servant and your people who enter these gates. 3 Thus says the Lord, Execute judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong and do no violence to a stranger, the fatherless or the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place.For if you indeed do this thing, then shall enter the gates of this house, riding on horses and in chariots, accompanied by servants and peoples, kings who sit on the throne of David.
第二节说，做大卫宝座的犹大王啊，你和你的臣仆并进入城门的百姓，都当听耶和华的话。耶和华如此说，你们要施行公平和公义，拯救被抢夺的，脱离欺压人的手。不可亏负寄居的孤儿寡妇，不可以强暴待他们，在这地方也不可留无辜人的血嗣。你们若认真行这事，就必有做大卫宝座的君王和他的臣仆百姓，或坐车或骑马，从这城的各门进入。
So Jeremiah is sent to deliver this message to the king.
所以当时耶利米先知呢，就与这个王来讲这个事情。
That even in this situation of being under Babylon.
那虽然在这个作为巴比伦的这个附庸国
，But if the people, if the king turns back to act righteously and justly, then they would still be allowed to continue to rule.
那如果王呢，他们来悔改归向神，他们还是有机会继续的来主持他们这个王。
And that the descendants of David would continue to be able to sit on the throne of Judah.
那大卫的子孙还是有机会坐在这个宝座上。
But yet King Zedekiah decided to rebel.
但是这个西底家王他还是决定要来背叛这个巴比伦。
So let's turn to chapter 28.
我们看到二十八章。
Chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 4.
二十八章一到四节。
Chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 4.
二十八章一到四节。
Verse 1. And it happened in the same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah,In the fourth year, in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur the prophet, who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon.
第一节，当年就是犹大王西底家登基第四年五月，基遍人亚述的儿子先知哈拿尼亚在耶和华的殿中，当着祭司和众民对我说：“万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说：我已经折断巴比伦的轭，二年之内，我要将巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从这地掠到巴比伦的。”器皿就是耶和华殿中的一切器皿都带回此地，我又要将犹大王约雅敬的儿子耶哥尼亚和被掳到巴比伦去的一切犹大人带回此地，因为我要折断巴比伦王的轭，这是耶和华说的。
So find here that one of those reasons that led to rebellion is the spreading of lies under the name of God.
所以他们最后决定来这个背叛这个巴比伦王，是因为有人在讲这些散播这些谣言。
So these lies help to spread confusion.
那这些谎言呢造成了当时的这个大家都是非常的这个很受迷惑。
And to give a false and a misplaced hope in the people and in the king.
给他们这个错的这个盼望。
So for this Hananiah, the son of a prophet.
那这个哈拿尼亚这个先知的这个儿子。
We see here that he gives a false prophecy that Judah will be restored.
他这边呢就讲到这个谎言说犹大王朝会被来重新的再振作一次。
And even that the previous king would be brought back.
那甚至我们之前的王都还会被带回来。
So let's turn to chapter 27.
翻到27章。
Verse 12 to verse 15.
12到15节。
Verse 12.I also spoke to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him and his people, and live. 13. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against a nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? 14. Therefore do not listen to the words of the prophet who speak to you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you.
十二节，我就照这一切的话对犹大王西底家说，要把你们的景象放在巴比伦王的轭下，服侍他和他的百姓，便得存活。你和你的百姓为何要因刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫死亡？正如耶和华论到不服侍巴比伦王的那国说的话呢？不可听那些先知对你们所说的话。他们说你们不至服侍巴比伦王，其实他们向你们说的假预言。
So see that Jeremiah had already warned both the previous king and King Zedekiah of the danger of listening and being deceived by false prophecy.
那当时耶利米先知已经告诉之前的王还有这个西底家王说，不要来听之后可能有人会来说这个假预言。
So making it clear that the plan of God was for them to live and serve under Babylon.
那这也很清楚地跟他们说，神的旨意是要你们在巴比伦王的这个底下来生活。
That if they were able to humble themselves to do so, then they would be able to live in peace.
那如果他们能够来谦卑自己这样子来服从这个巴比伦王，他们就能够得到平安。
So these dangers of falsehoods of false teachings being told to us in the name of God is no less of a danger to us today.
那今天如果有人在用神的话语来讲这些假的这个道理的话，我们今天也是会遇到这样的情况。
If Zedekiah had remembered the warnings from Jeremiah,
如果西底家王来记得之前耶利米先知所警告的事，
And if he had kept a discerning heart, thenPerhaps the fall of Judah would not have happened under his reign.
那如果他来分辨，然后来记得耶利米先知所说的话，那或许犹大王朝当时还是能够继续的存留。
If he had also remembered and accepted that this was the plan of God.
那如果他来记得，或者是来接受这个就是神当下对他们的这个旨意。
And not chosen to have gone against the word of God by rebelling against the king of Babylon.
而不是说来驳回，来不接受神的话，来而是他们来背叛这个巴比伦王。
So these are dangers that we still all face today.
那这样子的一个情况呢，我们今天还是会来遇到的。
Of being deceived by false teachings and messages.
就是被这些假的这些道理来被受迷惑。
And of having our understanding and our memory of the word of God being corrupted.
就是说我们对于神的这个认识或者是对于接受神的话来被来削弱了。
So that we are not clear, we're no longer clear what is the path that we should follow.
那变成说我们甚至不知道要跟从哪一边所讲的这些话。
So after the rebellion started, The coming of the attack of the Babylonians became inevitable.
那当时因为这个西底家王的这个背叛呢，那巴比伦王的这个攻击是已经无法来避免的。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 21.
那看到耶利米书的二十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 21 verse 13.
二十一章的十三节。
Chapter 21, verse 13.
二十一章十三节。
Okay, verse 13. Behold, I am against you, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, says the Lord. You say, Who shall come down against us, or who shall enter our dwellings?
十三节，耶和华说：住山谷和平原磐石上的居民呢？你们说，谁能下来攻击我们？谁能进入我们的住处呢？看哪，我与你们为敌。
So we see that here that even in this dire situation, Zedekiah continued to make mistakes.
那虽然已经在这样子一个很不好的状况之下呢，西底家王却还是在做这些错的决定。
So the first is that Zedekiah likely trusted in the strength of the city of Jerusalem.
那首先呢，西底家他来坚信说这个耶路撒冷的城墙是非常的坚固的。
Because in the latter half of this verse, we see that the people are thinking, who may possibly be able to come in and enter our dwellings?
那十三节后面就有在提到说，他说，谁能进入我们住处呢
？As in, who would be able to breach and enter the walls of Jerusalem？
或者是说，谁能来攻击我们这个耶路撒冷的城墙呢
？So they trusted in those mighty walls。
所以他们只相信这个宏伟的这个城墙。
So Jerusalem, even before it was taken over by the Israelites and became their capital, it was renowned as a very well defended and protected city.
那我们知道以色列呢，他在他们之后把耶路撒冷成为他们的首都呢，他们的这个城墙是我们都知道是非常坚固的一个城墙。
Very difficult to attack and defeat.
那很难来去攻打它。
It was not even until the time of David that the city was finally taken.
那一直到大卫的时代，他才能够把这个耶路撒冷来攻取下来。
So perhaps this was why Zedekiah waited so long under the siege and didn't surrender at any point.
那可能这就是为什么西底家当时在巴比伦的军来围城的时候呢，他们觉得说可以靠着这个城墙，然后在里面能够度过这些日子。
So again, dismissing the words of God to live under the rule of Babylon.
那还是一样的，他们就是没有来不接受神的话语，然后用相信这个城墙，然后来抵挡这个巴比伦王。
For the second point, we can see that Zedekiah actually.Did inquire of God.
那我们看到西底家王他是有来询问神的。
Let's read verse 1 and verse 2 of this chapter.
那就是22章的第一节第二节。
So chapter 21 verse 1 to verse 2.
不好意思21章的第一节第二节。
Okay, verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him Pasha the son of Melchiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah.The priest saying, Please inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful works, so the king may go away from us.
第一节耶和华的话临到耶利米，那时西底家王打发玛基亚的儿子巴斯户尔和玛西亚的儿子祭司西番雅去见耶利米说，请你为我们求问耶和华，因为巴比伦王以尼布甲尼撒来攻击我们，或者耶和华照他一切奇妙的功作为待我们，使巴比伦王离开我们上去。
So we find that despite everything, Zedekiah seems to have a misplaced thinking that God is still with his people.
那不管怎么样呢，当西底家王他已经误会了神跟他的讲的这些话，他已经误会了神的意思。
So let's read verse 4 to verse 6.
看第四到第六节。
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, with which you fight against the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans who besiege you outside the walls, and I will assemble them in the midst of the city. 5. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm.Even in anger and fury and great wrath. 6. I'll strike the inhabitants of the city, both man and beast. They shall die of a great pestilence.
第四节，耶和华以色列的神如此说：我要使你们手中的兵器，就是你们在城外与巴比伦王 和围困你们的加勒底人打仗的兵器翻转过来，又要使这些都聚集在这城中，并且我要在怒气、愤怒和大恼恨中又伸出来的手必大能的膀臂亲自攻击你们。六，又要击打这城的居民，连人带牲畜都必遭遇大瘟疫死亡。
God's response to Zedekiah very sharply dismisses what he asked for。
那这边神的这个回应对这个西底家王的这个回应是非常的尖锐，还有告诉他是他想的是错的。
Making it clear that God will cause punishment to come upon them and that Babylon will indeed prevail.
反而是跟西底家王说他会亲自来攻击，然后巴比伦王会来攻击他们。
So it may seem obvious and simple that Zedekiah should know that God is no longer on their side.
那这个应该很明显可以看出说西底家王他应该知道神已经不站在他们这一边。
They have been warned so many times, not least by Jeremiah.
那已经不止一次从耶利米先知对他们所说的这些警告。
And the people clearly knew that they were worshipping idols and not wholeheartedly following God.
因为当时的百姓都一直在这个拜偶像，他们的心对真神也不是已经是一个。
But we can also fall into a similar trap of thinking in this way.
那我们或许也会进入到这样子的一个状况当中。
But we may not have been living a holy Christian life.
那或许我们过的这个所谓没有很完全是这个基督徒的生活。
Our hearts have not been with God.
那甚至是我们的心并没有与神同在。
But when we are in need, we still turn to God like Zedekiah.
但是当我们有所求的时候呢，我们就像西底家王一样，还是会向神来这个求问。
And somehow we just still expect God to still be there.
那有的时候我们会想说，神，我们预期说神应该还是会在的。
To still be on our side.
就是说神会站在我这边。
Still willing to listen and help us.
或者是说神还愿意来听我们。
Then do we become confused or even angry when God does not appear to listen or respond to us?
那如果神不来回应我们的时候呢，我们反而是变得很生气，然后来抱怨神。
But yet it is ourselves that have created that distance with God.
但反而其实是我们把我们自己跟神的距离来拉远了。
So as we should all know, we cannot draw close to God again until we start to repent.
那我们知道，如果我们不来悔改的话呢，我们是没有办法再与神亲近的。
And this was something that Zedekiah and his people had still not done.
那这个是西底家王与当时的百姓没有机会去做的事情。
So as the siege progressed, we read earlier that the situation got more and more desperate.
那当我们看最刚开始呢，这个围城的这个事情呢，情况是越来越越糟的时候。
But it's difficult for us to really imagine what those circumstances were like.
那对我们来说或许很难去想象说当时的状况，很危急的这个状况是怎么样。
But we can get an idea from reading a few verses from Lamentations.
但是如果我们从耶利米歌，我们可以大概来看到当时的这个情况是什么。
So this was also a book written by Jeremiah. So this was also a book written by Jeremiah.
这个也是从耶利米先知。
Okay, so let's
耶利米先知所写的。
So let's read Lamentations chapter 2.
我们看到耶利米歌的二章。
Verse 19 to verse 20.
19到20节。
Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 20.
耶利米哀歌二章十九节二十节。
Verse 19. Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hand towards him for the life of your young children, who faint from hunger at the head of every street. 20.See, O Lord, and consider, to whom have you done this? Should the women eat their offspring, the children they have cuddled? Should the priest and prophet be slain in the sanctuary of the Lord?
十九节，夜间每逢交更的时候，要起来呼喊，在主面前倾心如水。你的孩童在各室口上受饿发昏，你要为他们的生命，你要为他们的性命向主举手祷告。耶和华，求你观看，见你向谁这样行？妇人岂可吃自己所生育手里所摇弄的婴孩吗？祭司和先知岂可在主的圣所中被杀戮吗？
So this short passage gives us a sense of the desperation of the people at that time.
所以这两个短短的经节呢，告诉了我们当时在这样的最危急的时候的这个状况。
That even atrocities were being committed.But even atrocities. to
17. 甚至当时这些很多这个暴力的这个行为也发生。
So we see in verse 20 that Jeremiah says, "See, O Lord, and consider."
那二十节呢？耶利米先是说。说神啊，求你观看。
It's like that they cannot believe that such a thing can happen to the people of God.
就是说，他们不敢相信这样的事情会发生在神的这个百姓身上。
That the situation could be so terrible.
那的这个状况呢，是非常的恐怖的。
But I think this is perhaps similar to.How we think about hell.
那就比如说，很像我们在想象这个地狱的这个情况。
So for the Israelites, as I said, they have been punished before.
那以色列人他们之前是有被神来惩罚过的。
But they had never been in such a dire situation.
但是他们并没有到类似到这样的一个状况。
So they likely could not really understand what God's punishment was going to be like.
那他们就已经没有办法想象到说神的惩罚到底还会严重到怎么样的一个状况。
Of how horrible it would be.
那会在怎么样的这个怎么样更恐怖的这个状况会发生。
So like when we are warned that if we do not live a holy life, or that if we depart from God, that we will go to hell.
那比如说，我们都知道说，如果我们没有过一个圣洁的生活，然后没有遵守神的命令呢，我们会到这个地狱去。
Hell is really just a concept to us.
那或许说，这个地狱对我们来说只是一个有一个概念。
We can try to imagine and think what it's like, but we do not really know.
那我们可以试着去想说，可能会是怎么样的状况，但是我们确实是不知道里面是怎么样的一个情形。
So sometimes it may not the real.As in how bad hell is difficult for us to really to grasp and imagine.
所以那地狱的这个状况是多么的这个恐惧的呢？是我们可能是没有办法去想象的。
So like the Israelites, we may not take the warnings that we also receive seriously enough.
那就像可能会像这以色列百姓当时说，他们所接受到这个先知的警告，他们没有很认真的来去对待。
That if we don't take our chances to repent and change of how horrible our punishment will be.
那如果我们没有来改变去思考的话，可能我们连怎么样的这个惩罚到我们身上，我们都是很难去想象的。
Of course, when you're in that situation, then of course you immediately want to turn back and repent to God.
那当然，如果你已经到了这个地步的话呢，你就会马上的想要再向神悔改，然后回到神。
As we said, that is God's punishment of last resort.
那因为我们知道说神他最后的这个他最后才会来惩罚我们。
It is when there is no other option left.
也就是说，当已经没有这个机会给你，或者说没有这个选择的时候，他就会来惩罚我。
So what can we learn from the fall of Judah?
那我们从这个犹大王朝来被毁灭当中能够学到什么呢？
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 13.
我们看回到耶利米书的十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 15 to verse 16.
耶利米书十三章十五节到十六节。
Okay, verse 15.Hear and give ear, do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. 16. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble. On the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness.
十五节，你们当听，当侧耳而听，不要骄傲，因为耶和华已经说了。耶和华你们的神为使黑暗来到，你们的脚为在昏暗山上半跌之先，当将荣耀归给他，免得你们盼望光明，他使光明变为死荫，成为幽暗。
So here Jeremiah warns the king to not be proud.
所以这边耶利米先知呢，跟王说不要来骄傲。
For the people to humble themselves to truly listen to what God has spoken.
要让百姓来谦卑自己，来真正听神跟他们说的话。
To take the opportunity to turn back before it is really too late.
然后把握机会呢，来悔改。
But out of their desires, the people continue to do what they wanted to do.
但是这些百姓的这个私欲呢，他们还是按照心里所想的去做。
Out of pride, they did not want to listen.
那他们甚至骄傲呢，也不想来听神的话。
Even choosing to listen to false prophets over the true word of God.
甚至他们来选择听这些假的这些预言。
And their pride and their desires went so far as even to even punishing Jeremiah as the messenger.
那甚至他们的这个骄傲呢，到之后不听耶利米先知的话，反而把他来下到监里。
Because when we read through this book, we see that he was put in prison and was even close to death.
那我们读耶利米书可以看到，他甚至被关进监牢，甚至要到死的这个阶段。
All for saying words that they did not want to hear or accept.
只是因为这些百姓呢，他们不愿意再听到耶利米先知所传的警告。
So today we are also God's children.
那今天我们也身为神的儿女。
But like the fall of Judah, we can even at the end we can still be given up by God.
那像这个犹大王朝的这个毁灭呢，最后我们也有可能是被神来这个撇弃的人。
Let's read verse 17.
那看十七节。
Verse 17. But if you will not hear it, my soul will keep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive.
十七节，你们若不听这话，我必因你们的骄傲在暗地哭泣，我眼必痛哭流泪，因为耶和华的群众被掳去了。
So in the end, if we are given up, it will be because we in the end.To the end, we have not listened.
那当我们被离弃的时候，我们知道是我们自己不听，是自己不听话。
That we have not taken those opportunities to repent and turn back.
那我们并没有把握机会来改变，然后来回转。
But like in this verse, our pride has prevented ourselves from being humble to listen to the word of God.
那这边所记载的我们的这个骄傲呢，来致使我们来只听从自己，然后不听从神的话。
And so we will be given up to our punishment.
那我们最后就会到承受自己所要承受的这个惩罚。
And it will be done with great sadness.
而且会有这个非常困苦幽暗的这个难过的事情。
But it will be done because God our Father has no options left.
那这样的状况也是因为身为我们天上的神呢，就是我们天上的父，他已经没有其他的办法来帮助我们了。
But today, unlike the Israelites, we are not yet at the end.
那不像以色列百姓，我们现在是还有机会的。
Though we don't know how long it will be, right now we do still at least have time.
那虽然我们不知道还有多长的时间，但是我们现在是有机会的。
So no matter how we may have lived our life up to now, that means we still have opportunity to listen and to change.
那从我们之前到现在呢？我们还活着呢，就是还有机会去来悔改，来归向神。
So learning from all this history of the kings of Israel and Judah, we should grab hold of our opportunities and make those changes.
那我们之前呢所读的这些列王上下的这些以色列王朝这些王呢，让我们知道说我们今天是还有这个机会来赶快来悔改。
To ensure that we can go to heaven and that we never need to find out what the punishment of God is like.
那我们知道说我们最终会走往这个天国，而不是在担心说我们接下来会有怎么样的这个惩罚。
So my sharing on this chapter ends here.
那我的分享到此。
May all glory be unto God.
那愿荣耀归给神。